Al Minnelli grew up in northeastern Pennsylvania loving movies.
It was a long process. It started as a kid. My parents were very hands-off with what I watched as a kid. So I was watching more mature movies as a 7 and 8 year old, you know, action movies, horror movies, crime thrillers. They really kind of let me watch those things. So I think seeing those types of films at a young age, it was kind of like being in a secret club. You know, a lot of my other friends weren't watching Goodfellas when they were in like fifth grade. So seeing those things, you see different possibilities, you see different avenues, and that sort of just kind of piqued my interest. But I mean, I always liked the kids' movies too, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Home Alone and Back to the Future. Like, they were always my favorite movies growing up. So it just kind of started there. And then in high school, in ninth grade, when my parents bought me a video camera for my birthday, from then on, it was pretty much, I know what I want to do.
Filmmaker Alexander Minnelli, originally from Clark Summit, he knew very early on that he wanted to make movies. And it is so very fitting that his first feature-length documentary is a celebration of the medium he loves so well. It's called At the Drive-In, and it's about a drive-in theater in Lehighton in Carbon County. The film has been named an official selection at the SCAD Savannah Film Festival, and it's also being screened as part of the 26th Philadelphia Film Festival this month. And it is also truly fitting that this documentary is the opening feature for this year's Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival in Waverly, Pennsylvania, a town not more than a stone's throw from where Minnelli grew up. And that's just the way the festival's producers planned it. Top flight films, opportunities to see the work of filmmakers like Minnelli. But ultimately, it is a celebration of the medium of film against the backdrop of this region, extending all the way across the globe to Iran and Australia. We learn that the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival is part of a recent initiative by the Waverly Community House to expand and redefine the scope of the F. Lamont Beeland Memorial Fund to serve as the FLB Arts Foundation. Maria Wilson is executive director of the Waverly Community House, and she and Alex McNamara, who is coordinating the festival, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival and its history. Maria Wilson.
The Waverly Community House has really been part of the arts landscape in Northeast Pennsylvania for such a very long time, actually since its inception. In 1920, they had all kinds of pageants, and that has grown and evolved with the times. And in 1964, we developed an art scholarship. We were given an art scholarship to administer. And for over 50 years, that scholarship has been used to benefit and nurture the arts in Northeast Pennsylvania. And so many people who I hope are listening to this program and who we know have received scholarships, and they use the money to perhaps take them to the next phase of their career. And we took a hard look at what the Comm was doing with the scholarship and saw that there was a chance to broaden its scope and its reach. And we established what is now known as the F. Lamont Beeland Arts Foundation. And I won't go too much into the history of F. Lamont Beeland, but suffice it to say he was a founder of the National Gallery. So that establishes his commitment to the arts. And with that, we thought, okay, how do we do it? We wanted to start off with something very artsy that touches all the arts. And I spoke with Alex, who was involved with the foundation and directing it at the time, and said, what can we do? And she came up with the idea of the film festival, which was just a brilliant idea because film touches so many disciplines, art, theater, music, dance, all kinds of things, writing. And we had the first film festival last year, which was a bold move to introduce a big new program into a cultural landscape. And it was very well received last year. And we decided very quickly, because of the enthusiasm of the committee and the local filmmaking community, which is huge here, and Alex can speak to that, that we would continue it this year. So really, we see this with the foundation. It's a big part of what we're doing, which also includes the Waverly Small Works Gallery, art classes for kids, and many of the traditional arts programs that you see at the Comm. And so I'm excited for everyone to hear what we're doing this year, because I think it was good last year, but I think we're seeing an elevated program this year.
Well, Alex, that's a wonderful introduction.
It certainly is, yes.
We can understand that there are many different things a festival of film can do or ways to put one together. What has been the vision for this particular effort of bringing films together for us to see?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, and I think that that goes with any festival, music, dance, film. I envision the festival always to be at least 3 days. I really felt that that was a proper length of time that gave everyone in the area time to go out and see what they wanted to see and for kids to go out and see what they wanted to see. But I think that what we've done this year is that we've really streamlined our programming. And I think that we're starting to figure out some of the kinks and starting to really make this a lot more accessible to our audience. Last year, we had 3 films in 3 places. Everything was crazy. It was a mishmash of locations and films. And I heard from a lot of people like, oh, well, you know, I would have loved to see that, but I couldn't get there. Because, of course, as everyone knows, you have to drive about 45 minutes to go anywhere here. And so what we've done is we've streamlined the weekend. And so we're starting out on Friday with a fantastic opening at the beautiful Waverly Community House. And the film is At the Drive-In by Alexander Minnelli. It's a beautifully shot documentary about a drive-in in Mahoning, Pennsylvania, and sort of that success story. And it's a really uplifting, gorgeous, heartfelt film, beautiful character profiles. So that night, it's also going to be catered by Peculiar Culinary. It's going to be a very festive atmosphere and a great way to kick off the weekend. And then following that, on Saturday, we're going to be at the Iron Horse Movie Bistro, which, for anyone who hasn't been, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a really luxurious way to see a film, and the programming for Saturday is outrageous. We have features, we have our shorts block, we have our mystery box challenge, which is going to be at 8 p.m., which features a slew of local filmmakers. It's actually, we had 14 teams enter, and we have 7 films that made it out, you know, made it out of the challenge alive. So we're really excited to present those. It's a great opportunity for everyone in the community to kind of come and see, you know, maybe what part their business played or their aunt was in the film or made a cameo, or, you know, it really gets everyone in the area involved. And that's what makes us the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival. So Saturday's going to be fantastic. And Iron Horse Movie Bistro has just been a fabulous sponsor and so supportive. I thought it was such a reach to talk to them and talk to Phil Zaccaretti and say, hey, you know, do you think that we could bring our small little film festival to your big, you know, professional theater? And they were just so welcoming, so wonderful. There's going to be a great after party in their beautiful bar after. And then to wrap it all up on Sunday, we're going to be at Wyoming Seminary at the beautiful Kirby Center for Creative Arts, which many people are not familiar with, but it's a state-of-the-art theater, really exceptional, seats approximately 600, so everyone can come over. Actually, we're going to have some Wyoming Seminary alumni films, which is very interesting, to speak to what Maria said about this area being so rich with the filmmaking community. We have a lot of filmmakers that have actually come out of Wyoming Seminary as well. A lot of videographers, filmmakers, animators. So we're going to have that, and then we're going to play the shorts block again for anybody in Luzerne who couldn't make it up to Lackawanna on Saturday. And then we're going to wrap up the day with a documentary on Centralia, which should be very interesting.
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful program. It's very gratifying to see that you have an idea, you have a vision, and it's put into place, and that it's coming to be. It's going to be here next weekend. And there's a couple films here that really we're thrilled with. We're kicking off Saturday with The Messengers, which is by Lucian Perkins, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, Washington Post, long history with The Washington Post. And it's a very interesting kind of eye-opening documentary on homeless AIDS patients. It's going to be very poignant, and it's extremely well done. And I encourage people to come out and see that. But then it's like a roller coaster the rest of the day. People will be laughing at the animation. And I do know, I do believe, because I was at the challenge last year, by the time they hit the challenge at 8 p.m., people will be just ready for this thing. So it's going to be crazy. It's extremely gratifying. Part of what we're trying to do and why we're so grateful, not just to Phil Zaccaretti, but also the Steamtown Mall, who was instrumental in this, is that we really, there's a commitment to the continued revitalization of downtown Scranton. And we're hoping, our goal is not only to expand the arts, but to help create this area as a destination, because we all love this area so much. And so that's an important part of this festival.
And Alex, a little bit more about the opening film, because we think about those tributes by the great filmmakers to their medium. This is a community banding together to try to make sure that the film doesn't disappear, right?
Exactly. It's an incredible story. The second I saw this film, I knew that it had to be the opening night film, because it's truly a celebration of the medium. And that's what I think that we're trying to do here with this entire weekend. And it tells the story of a drive-in in Mahoning that's going downhill quickly because they can't purchase a digital projector. And so because they can't purchase a digital projector, they can't keep up with the needs of their patrons, and they're in a horrible deficit. But at the same time, they have such a love for 35mm film that they refuse to let it just die. And so they keep it alive for those diehard fans, you know, those people who come out, as many or as few as they are. One of the things in the film that they say is that if there's two people there, even if there's one person there, they will still play the film, which is so incredible. And then I don't want to give anything away because I really want people to come and see this incredible story, but these film lovers of all ages come together and they're literally sleeping on the floor, staying overnight just to run this. They give it their whole heart and soul, and then, you know, they finally have a breakthrough and it's really fantastic. And, you know, now it has sort of a cult following, which is incredible. They've taken something that was so close to death and just totally revitalized it. And it was all done through the passion of film.
And because of the celebration through film of film, it does have this afterlife that is remarkable as well. And yet you think about the way you closed the festival as well, and that's a dying town because of the circumstances surrounding what made the town possible, no doubt, in the first place, the coal industry, and that's Centralia.
It's a very hot topic, too. I mean, it's something that's very mysterious in this area. I like that it is pertinent to local lore, and it's definitely very, very odd, tragic circumstances, but this documentary takes a really deep look into the progression of, or the digression of Centralia. And it's very interesting. It's really, like, you get a version and a feel that you don't usually get. And it's stories from people that lived there for generations. And, you know, then you see the people who go back, go just to sort of see it. It's sort of this destination and this point of fascination. And it's really very interesting. And I think what's so great about this film festival, too, is it highlights so many of our local filmmakers and stories based around local landmarks and stories. But it's also an international film festival, which was really important to us, and especially with the founding mission. One of the challenges we were presented with was to have an international impact in some way. And we've definitely done that. We still have films from Iran and Australia this year. And so we're covering the globe, and we get submissions from all over the world. And it's a real, real honor to have people want to share their stories.
You each mentioned animation. Tell us something about that aspect of the festival.
Absolutely. So this animation is very close to my heart. I actually went to school with Hannah Roman at Wyoming Seminary, and I saw her get her start in film there. There was a digital film class taught by Jason Sherry, who has been incredibly important in the founding of this film festival with me, and he works so hard. You know, he was really the guy who said, you can absolutely do this. And I was like, all right, I only need one. So we did it. And so he actually taught Hannah. But Hannah is an incredibly talented visual artist. And she got her master's degree from the School of Visual Arts in animation. And she, for her thesis film, it's called The Moon is Essentially Gray. And the animation is so remarkable. It's won awards all over the world. And actually, she was just invited out to LA to workshop her film in a virtual reality sort of conference. So she was able to take her film and her animation and then transfer it and put together a virtual reality component to it. So it's really something, you know, and she's just on fire right now. So it's a real honor to have her film. And it's a very, very sweet film. And it's just beautifully done. The score is original. It's spectacular.
And you mentioned the international perspective.
We have Stone on Stone, which is an Iranian film, and it's visually striking. It's black and white, and it's sort of a mystery. You don't really know, it doesn't really come clear until the end what is going on with this film, but the shots are so striking, and the language is so subtle and so beautiful. It almost gives you sort of that feeling of an old film, like an old silent film, but the visuals are absolutely striking.
The idea of the mystery box is intriguing. Tell us more.
The mystery box challenge is a lot of fun. I've worked really closely with Desiree Zielinski and Jeff Fowler on this. They really pulled this together. The mystery box challenge was really Jeff Fowler's brainchild, and it's different from our challenge that we had last year. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to give filmmakers a little bit more incentive, a little bit more guidance, and also make it a really fun, community-driven project. Because you might have 14 teams enter, but oftentimes all of the people are working together on each other's films, which is wonderful, and that's totally what we want. We want to really foster this love of filmmaking in our area and bring in new people who might not know other filmmakers, and so that they can make connections and this person can be the editor for this film and that this person might screenwrite for that person's film. So it's really a collaborative artistic effort. And so what we did is back in June, we presented any interested filmmakers with a 12 by 12 by 12 cardboard box. And inside of that box, which was randomly chosen by each team, we gave them a set of props. So we gave them things like a log line and some wardrobe items and character name and different plots to choose from. And then three different genres that they could either pick from or combine. So it was a lot of fun. Everybody got to know each other and got to sort of hang out and talk about what they were going to do. And so from that, we have these eight phenomenal films that are just so truly original, and it's a hard challenge. You know, to make a film in 2 months is really, really challenging, and it's very time consuming. And I think that we just feel really grateful that people are willing to take a risk and do this and contribute to our festival this way.
So the challenge is really to do all that within two months,
10 minutes, one box, and a lot of criteria to include in your film. We have people who they're full-time videographers, or we have people who are surgeons and they just like filmmaking as a hobby. It's really, you never know who might be a filmmaker. You really don't.
That's why this interview is so helpful, Erica, because it's so hard in a press release or in an ad to really reflect the depth and richness of the experience of this entire festival, because you do go from Pulitzer Prize winning photographers all the way over to aspiring filmmakers, and the content is so diverse and so interesting. You know, the way Alex is explaining it gives an idea of the richness of the whole weekend. Come, stay all day Saturday. Go out to the restaurants on your breaks. There's a lot of good restaurants in Scranton.
Great restaurants, great shopping.
Great shopping.
And we want to bring people down to that area because it's being so beautifully revitalized, and to have the privilege of having something like this festival down there is just wonderful for everyone. I just want everyone to come and enjoy it so much.
Alexandra McNamara, Festival Coordinator, and Maria Wilson, Executive Director of the Waverly Community House, speaking with us about the second annual film festival hosted by the Waverly Community House. It is the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival on Friday, this Friday, the 20th of October, at the Waverly Community House at 6. It's a screening of At the Drive-In, directed by Alexander Monelli. And as you heard perhaps at the start of our conversation, Alexander Monelli is from Clark Summit. And then on Saturday from 1 in the afternoon, The Messengers, directed by Lucian Perkins. And that's at the Iron Horse Movie Bistro, where all the days and evenings events will unfold. And that's in downtown Scranton. And that will culminate in the Mystery Box Film Challenge at 8 p.m. And then Sunday, the festival moves to the Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. At 1 o'clock, there will be SEM filmmakers. At 3 o'clock, Short Block featuring The Moon is Essentially Gray and others. And then at 6, the conclusion of the festival, and that's a screening of Centralia. For more information on the web, nepafilmfestival.com. NEPAFilmFestival.com. It's the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival, and it will take place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for more information, NEPAFilmFestival.com, NEPAFilmFestival.com. And you are encouraged especially to join them for the opening night gala, and that's at 6 o'clock at the Waverly Community House in Waverly. And that's the exclusive screening of At the Drive-In by Alexander Monelli, with wonderful food and more. For details about the festival, nepafilmfestival.com.